Hello everyone, good to have you join us on our new episode on Be Phenomenal or Be Forgotten podcast. I'm so excited and I greatly appreciate everyone who sent their word of encouragement and kind words during our first and previous episode of this podcast. Today, I want to speak on the need to believe in yourself. One of the laws of success or principles of success is the need to believe in yourself. If you are going to be successful in life, if you are going to create the life of your dream, you have to believe that you have the capacity, you have the ability of making it happen. You are the first believer of your dream, the first believer of your idea, the first believer of your vision in your journey to greatness. And until you believe in yourself, you have not given anyone the permission to believe in you. A renowned speaker and author once said, "You weren't an accident, you weren't mass produced, you were not an assembled line product, you were deliberately planned, you were specifically gifted, and were lovely positioned on the earth by the master craftsman." So you have to believe in yourself, whether you call it self-esteemed, or you call it self-confidence, or you call it self-assurance. I know that it is a deep-seated belief that you have what it takes. You have the abilities, you have the resources, you have the inner strength, you have the talent, you have the skill to create your desired future, to create your desired result. Believing in yourself is nothing but an attitude. Believing in yourself is a choice that you will have to make. Believing in yourself is an attitude you develop not overnight but over time. You must choose to believe that you can do anything you set your mind to do. Believing in yourself is a critical step on the path of success. Hear me very well. Your parents may not have believed in you, but let it not come from you. Your spouse may despise your uniqueness and your relevance, but one thing is sure, keep believing in yourself. Your siblings may not see the best in you, but keep being the best believer of yourself. Your lecturer, your student, your boss, your superior, people around you may see the worst in you and disregard you, but don't ever let it bring an unnecessary worries to you. Keep believing in your dream. Keep believing in your vision. Keep believing in your greatness. And I tell you the truth, very soon, they will have no option than to be compelled to believe in you. You are the chief pilot of your destiny. You are the architect of your life. You are the designer of your life. You are the believer of your purpose, your destiny, your vision, your idea. Be the believer of your dream. Be the believer of yourself, no matter how hard it will take. Friends, I need to encourage you today that if it is your belief that controls your results in life, if we don't believe in something, we will never act upon it. So today, consciously, remove any impossible thoughts. Remove any impossible limitation of you and believe that there is a way to achieve anything you desire. You may not be the best. You may not be the most gifted person. You may not be the most talented person. You may not be the best, the most talented person, the most gifted person in your class, in your career, in your industry, in your field of endeavor. But hear me, you can choose to be the best. You can choose to be the most gifted. You can choose to be the most talented only by choosing to believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, everything is possible. Everything you have in life is as a result of believing yourself. You are the only person that can truly believe in yourself. Nobody else can do. Others may tend to believe in you. You have to learn to believe in yourself against all odds. The choice of what to believe is up to you. Today, I charge you. Believe in your dream. Believe in the fulfillment of your divine purpose. Believe in your abilities. Believe that there is more to who you are. Believe in your dream. Believe in your vision. Believe in your gifting. Believe that you were created for impact. Believe that you can make it no matter the problem you may face. Believe that you can and that there is no impossibilities around you. Believe that you are an agent of change. Believe that you are a transformer in your generation. Believe that you are a pacifier. Believe that you are a record breaker. Believe that you can do all things whatsoever you set your mind to do. Hear me. If you are going to be successful, you have to give up the I can't mentality and everything that relates to it, such as I wish I were able to, how possible can this be. Delete the mentality of I can't. The word I can't disempowered you. The word I can't disempowered you. The word I can't belittled you. They make you weaker every time you say them. The truth is, you can do everything. You must take responsibility beginning from today to be conscious about your destiny, to be conscious about your future, and deliberately take action by believing in yourself. Stop saying, I can't find a perfect job. Stop saying, I can't get admission into the academy. Stop saying, I can't get married. Stop saying, I can't buy or build that house. Stop saying, I can't set up that company, that business. Stop saying, I can't pay that bill. Because I know you can if you believe in yourself. I need you to realize that there is something more to who you are. Don't you ever wait until you are 50, until you are 60 to decide that you can do anything you want. Beginning this minute, decide that you are capable of doing anything you want and start walking toward it right now. Right now. Listen to me, friends. Statistics shows clearly that belief in yourself is one of the most important things you need to know. It is more important than knowledge. It is more important than training. It is more important than schooling. I'm not saying it is not good to get knowledge, to get trained, and to get schooled. I'm simply saying that you need to believe in yourself for you to emerge and become someone you were destined to be. Hear me. The future is so colorful. The future is so awesome. Believe in yourself. Have confidence in your ability for greatness. Have confidence in your ability to get things done. Create, deliberately create the desired future, the desired dream you want. Treat yourself well and have conversation with yourself regularly. Never look down on yourself. You are not less than anyone. You are not an inferior being. Hear me. You are a superior being. You are a superior being. I'm saying it for a third time. You are a superior being. You were created with a superior mentality for exploit. So, you are the first believer of your dream. Beginning from today, take note of this. You are the first believer of your vision. You are the first believer of your vision, of your ideas, of your dream, and of yourself. Take the action right now. Take the action right now. Don't wait for others to believe in you more than you believe in yourself. Don't wait for others to believe in your dream more than you believe in your dream. Don't wait for others to believe in your vision more than you believe in your vision. Be the first believer and let them follow. I know if you adopt this principle, I will soon see you at the top where only eagles fly. Bye for now.